Moneyball star Brad Pitt may never play a federal statistician.
We're going to shake things up. Why don't you walk me through the board?
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
But Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Deputy Chief Operating Officer Michelle Snyder says there are similarities between his character's experiences and hers.
The thing that you think will help you win isn't necessarily the thing that will help you win.
Recently, her team put up a website with stats that she considered the bee's knees. Not everyone agreed. In 6 months, the site got 32 hits. Then Snyder says they asked stakeholders what type of information they could use.
It's not necessarily what you think it is on the surface. It's the analysis and the use of information that helps you really discover the solution.
Collecting and analyzing the right data is a theme of the new report From Data to Decisions. In it, the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service and IBM's Public Sector Business Analytics and Optimization Practice examine 8 agencies' use of analytics. They find a few common keys to success. For one thing, leaders have to use data to set goals. Department of Veterans Affairs Performance Improvement Officer David Slow says that was easy at the interagency program to end veterans' homelessness.
Zero is the correct number, which is nice because people understand what zero is.
But getting to zero is hard. The report also found staff need a clear line of sight between their jobs and the goal. The VA is working with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Estelle Richmond is HUD's chief operating officer. She shares a little story.
Somebody was walking down the street and saw someone moving bricks from one side of the road to the other and asked him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm moving bricks from one side of the road to the other." Walks a little further and sees someone doing the same thing and says, "What are you doing?" And the person says, "I'm building a cathedral." People have to understand what they're doing in light of the success goal, not just in light of their job.
With a homeless vets program, Slow says measuring the right data helps.
How do I know that I'm making progress? What are the obstacles along the way? So what, in fact, we discovered was that there's a life cycle that we needed to capture.
HUD stopped counting how many housing vouchers they issued to vets and started counting how many vets were using them. VA compares that with vets' medical records. The data, Slow says, has sparked conversations and progress.
Now we're starting to look together for the first time with HUD. Why do people drop out of the HUD-VASH program? There are good reasons and there are not so good reasons. One of the bad reasons is substance abuse. But it turns out that because of the data that we've looked at, the people who are most successful in the HUD-VASH program tend to be women veterans and tend to be those with mental health issues as distinct from substance abuse. So now we can start to manage our interventions and our programs even more effectively.
The report draws on more examples, including federal programs in the quality of nursing homes, the effectiveness of seatbelt campaigns, aviation safety, and customer service. It concludes that agencies must invest in technology, tools, and staff, but not at great expense, and that agencies need to cultivate partnerships with stakeholders beyond the usual suspects. That last one is straight from Moneyball's playbook, says Partnership for Public Service Research Director Judy Englund-Joseph.
We can bring people into the room. We have to bring people into the room that are going to test us. They're going to question all of the things that we've been invested in and make us see differently, because in the end, that's probably going to be a lot more effective and a lot more powerful.
Which is a good thing for a baseball team trying to stretch its money as far as it can go.
I need more money.
We're not New York. Fine players are the money that we do have.
Or a government, for that matter. Shelley Metzenbaum is Associate Director of Performance and Personnel Management at the Office of Management and Budget. She says feds have to adapt data-driven practices so they can do more with fewer resources.
The government has long excelled at gathering large quantities of data, but it's not always built that analytic capacity. Nor has it built an analytic culture. And you can see how valuable that analytic culture is in this study.
Metzenbaum says the report and another one by the Association of Government Accountants show her method is already working. She says it could be the beginning of a movement, or at least convince a few feds to rent the movie. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.